Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
There we go. Hey, I can hear something now, Spencey. Hey, welcome to New Bremen High School. Fort Recovery Indians. We're playing baseball. I can't believe it.
Yes, finally. It's been a week.
We ain't played forever, have we?
Nope. Talked to the umpires. One of them got a JV game in sometime during the week. Other than that, neither one of them's done anything since last Monday, and I'm not sure anybody played.
Yeah, I think Salina was the only team played. You know,
turf
down here on Saturday. It's the Indians and the New Bremen Cardinals here at New Bremen. We're getting ready for a tournament draw that was yesterday, so this is a big time for the Indians. We got to start playing better, hitting the ball better. Indians lineup looks like this: Troy Homan leading off, and he gets the ball today for Coach Eink. Landon Post bats second. Kale Ramwell third. Marcus Garkey fourth. Kendrick, your first baseman, is batting fifth. Riggs Toby, left fielder, batting sixth. Wyatt Benn, playing right field, batting seventh. Bo Tin is your DH for Brock Deuce, playing third base, and now shortstop for Coach Eink and the Indians. Cardinals look like this. Nick Alec, hell of an athlete. He leads off and he gets the ball today. Andrew McNaughton is DH today for Trevor Bergman. Vince Hall, is that, would you say Hulse?
Hulse. I believe that's H-U-L-S-E.
Reach Boosie, who everybody knows. Reach a hell of a basketball player. Johnny Heitkamp, batting fifth. Aaron Tiemann, batting sixth. Ben Saylor, batting seventh. Carter Elking, batting eighth. And Colton Muter, batting ninth and playing center field for the New Bremen Cardinals. Indian baseball here on Fort Recovery Radio. We're going to be right back for first pitch right after this.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman, Gut Health and Food 101, on Thursday, May 12th at 6 p.m. Learn how to make a gut happy with probiotics, food enzymes, and optimal food. Food tasting will be $2.50 for kids and $5 for adults. Registration is required by calling 419-375-2092 or call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further.
All right, we're back here. Turn me down a little bit.
Your headphones?
There okay. You go.
Headphones down.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. Yep. Is that okay?
Yep. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right, we're back here at New Bremen Cardinals in Fort Covington, set battle MAC game. New Bremen is coached by Mr. Chad Wells. Chad's also the athletic director here at New Bremen and an all-around super dude. And his assistant coach we're a little familiar with, Mr. Rammel.
Yep, got to talk to him a little bit before the game, yep.
It's good to see Kurt over there on the other team.
He was almost happy that we had rainouts last week because both of his boys are in baseball, in football, and something else.
He's a pretty busy guy.
He said, I hadn't had a chance to breathe for 6 weeks.
All right, so here's Troy Homan leading off against Alec for the New Bremen Cardinals. The wind's blowing in. Sorry about the headphones.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure what else we can do. We could go in the dugout. It's not windy there.
We're perfect right here. Here's Troy. Troy needs to get us going here.
Yes, he does.
Landon and Kale, first three hitters.
For the Fort Recovery Indians.
Left-hander Allie get the mound.
Troy Homan.
Somebody's got him. Who's got him? How about his headphone? Is he on?
Nope.
Okay. That's just us, huh?
That's just us. There's much we can do.
I'm covered up.
Yeah?
I'm covered up.
There isn't anything else it can come from.
Yeah. Boy, it sounds terrible.
Yes, it does. Sorry, folks. But at least with the wind, it's warm today.
Yep. There's a pitch for strike 1-1. Left-handed pitching alley, left-handed hitting Troy Homan. Wearing number 11. Didn't get the ball today. That pitch is high. Two balls and a strike.
Let's see. If we turn to the north, the wind isn't so bad.
It is a little better.
But we can't see the game.
That pitch is strike 2-2. Troy gets to take a swing at her here.
Scoreboard says 3-2, and I wasn't keeping track, but I'm going to believe you.
Well, I have no idea. Could be 3-2. And the pitch. Strike three looking. Troy goes down. Looking one up, one down. Here's Landon Post. Landon
taking a tall third strike.
He takes a lot of them. I think it's his. He's got a little chin hair.
Yep.
It's his goatee's growing. Here's Landon. We got to give a shout out to Landon's mom, Kelly. First of all, it's her birthday yesterday. And everybody knows what's going on with Kelly. We give her all of our thoughts and prayers with the kid. First pitch is ball one. Next pitch popped up over towards the Bremen dugout and out of play. One ball, one strike, one out here in the top of the first inning. Fort Recovery, New Bremen. Beautiful day for baseball here at Fort Recovery. Or here at New Bremen.
Finally.
There's a slow hit ground ball right to the second baseman. Picks it up, fires it across. Two up, two down. Here's Cale Rammel. Cale Jr. for Coach Elking. Did I say Elking?
Yes. Ike.
Yeah, no. After I said it.
Yeah. Well, it sounded right to me.
It is, yeah.
When you said that, I think that's right.
God, they got this thing cut nice, don't they?
Yes, it's beautiful. The grass to the...
There is a one-hopper to the shortstop. Going to be a tough play. Shortstop gets, throws it across, and he gets a bang-banger at first. In the inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left. We got a half in the books. No score.
Force will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Back here. Yep. Bottom of the first inning. Troy Homan gets the ball. Hey, we're going to keep you updated on the Indian softball team. They are at tournament play today versus Richmond. That game is on PG.
Yep, Rob is doing it on PG-14, 100.9, actually not PG-14, J Country 101.
Yep.
So if you want to listen to that, that's fine. We can keep you updated on it with Bubba's connections. He has texts that he's getting.
Here's Nick Alley. Troy Homan gets the ball for the Indians. That's pop foul right over our noggins. 0-1. Troy's been pretty solid on the mound this year for Coach. He has a good fastball, has a little bit of a wrinkle there, mixes it up good, but the best thing about Troy is he's a competitor.
Yes.
He will battle you till there's a ground ball slap foul down the third baseline.
Yeah, he's ahead of the first batter.
0-2 is the count.
He is throwing strikes, and that's...
Tournament draw was yesterday. Coach Ionk and Indians, they got the number. I don't know how it worked. I would guess we was the 8th seed. We play the at Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. Blue Jays are 11-8. We're 8-8, so it should be a good one. We go Delphus. Slow curve, slap foul again.
I think that's next Tuesday. Is that?
It is next Tuesday.
Yep.
5 o'clock start.
Yep. And we'll have that game, of course.
We will have that game on Fort Recovery Radio. 0-2. Alec battling. And the pitch. Fly ball right field. Going back is Riggs. He's got a beat on it. And he's got it.
Yep.
One up, one down for the Cardinals.
Did that young man swing at every single pitch?
I think he did.
I think he did. 5 pitches, swung at every one of them.
Here's McNaughton, DH.
Next up for the Cardinals, the DH. Number 4, Andrew McNaughton.
That's a new name in New Bremen, McNaughton.
Yep.
Usually, you know, the cast of the regulars.
Yeah, yep.
Just like Fort Recovery. Pitches take a little bit outside, ball one.
With Crown, they do have some new families moving in and out.
True.
He might be that, or his mom could be New Bremen and married somebody from away, and they moved back here.
That is ripped into center field, base hit. Nice piece of hitting.
Yep.
That's a one-out single for McNaughton, and here's Vince Hulse. Vince is a catcher for Coach Wells. Kurt Rammel, first base coach. Chad Wells over here at third.
Catcher, number 13, Vince Hulse.
Hulse. McNaughton with good wheels. I expect him to go. Wind is blowing dead out to right field. That is a little fister, Kendrick, right at him. And he's got it.
Yep.
Nice job, Kendrick.
Yep, almost inadvertent interference by the first base runner. He was standing there, Kendrick was on the home plate side of him, tried to get on the back side of him. So.
It's 2 outs now, and here's Reese Boosie. Reese is a first baseman. Good athlete.
Yep.
Number 4 hitter, Johnny Heitkamp on deck, third baseman. Troy with a sign. He throws it over to Kendrick, runner back. Indians baseball, we ain't played for a while. We just due to play some games. We're going to play all week this week, folks.
Yep. I
tomorrow,
don't see how they'll stop us.
Where are we
now.
Going tomorrow?
We are home against Versailles.
Home against, oh, that's right. That's right. Look at the schedule. Home Versailles, and then on Thursday, I think
we are at
Wapak?
Wapak's.
Or they change it?
No, let's see. We're home against Wapak and at
Frank Monroe
on Friday.
Okay.
And then Saturday, we're making up the St. Mary's game that was scheduled for tomorrow night, but not. Is that confusing enough for everybody?
Yeah, you just turn the radio station on at 5 o'clock, folks. Yeah,
or get to the games. We have 3 home games.
Troy gets a sign from Marcus again, throws it over. Runner back. Keep him on. You don't want to.
I think we're away, home, home, away, and home. I think it's how it goes this week.
There you go. And as always, all the games will be on.
Yep.
Fort Recovery Radio. Ground ball up the middle. Landon bobbles it. Safe. That is going to be an air.
Oh, I thought he beat him there, but maybe not.
That's E4. Ball was hit up the middle. Landon fielded it. But bobbled it, and the runner makes it to beats him to second.
Now batting to the Cardinals, the third baseman. Five.
Here's Johnny Heitkamp. Third baseman. Two on, two out. Bottom of the first. That's high cheese, 0-1. There's foul back over the screen. 1-1. She is blowing today, folks. I'll say that.
Yep.
1-1 pitch, Troy Homan. Looks around her back to second. And the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Should be an easy play for Alex. He picks it up. Throws. In the inning, no runs, a hit. Two left. And after one inning, no score.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert and try one of our new parfaits. Our peanut butter and jelly parfait is made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and raspberry and tastes as good as it looks. Or the payday parfait, vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and caramel, topped with peanuts and whipped cream for a delicious reminder of one of your favorite candy bars. Or our grasshopper mint parfait made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with mint and hot fudge and topped with crushed Oreos. These are some beautiful tasty treats you won't soon forget. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here, top of the second inning. Indians go down in order in the first. It's 4, 5, and 6. Marcus Gargi, Kendrick Wendell, and Riggs Toby.
Lead off top of second for the Indians. Catcher, number 14, Marcus Gargi.
Takes first one for a ball. Swings on the second over. The shortstop set.
Well hit in the left center field. Marcus with a turn at first and continues to lead the Indians in hitting this year. Marcus Gargi, lead off single for the Indians.
It's a good way to start. Got some guys. Well, nobody knows if anybody's hitting. Nobody's swung a bat for a week on either team. So who knows who's hot and who's not anymore.
Who's hot and who's not. Here's Kendrick. Kendrick squares around a bunt. Takes it for a strike.
Yeah.
They look the runner back to first.
Yep.
Got to get that down, big fella. Riggs Toby on deck.
Yeah, that could have been bad. If Marcus had been a little faster, he'd have gotten caught off of first base. If he'd been down towards second another step, they might have had him.
Allie gets a sign. That pitch is strike. Got the letters. 0-2. Kendrick in a hole now. Won't be bunting now. Coach Ike says, all right, buddy, swing away now. Come on, Kendrick, base hit here, kid. Bob Stogler, Neil Spencer here at New Bremen High School. Swing and a miss. Swings at a ball. That's one up now, one down. Here's Riggs with Wyatt on deck.
Now batting, left fielder, number 12, Riggs, Toby.
Well, you know, you got to get do the fundamentals here, folks.
Yes,
and when you don't get the bunt down, that's the little things. You know, then you're trying to get their offense going, and the pitch is a strike.
Get them on, get them over, get them in.
Calby's on his way. He says you're on a little late tonight. I know he's busier than heck at work.
Yep.
We'll get him in here. Fee says, I'll try to get out here at 4:20. So I wait around, I drive by, and there's about 10 cars in the lot. And I said, Fee ain't getting out at 4:20. So yep. I fired him a text and said, I'm going to head out, buddy.
We might have to find another chair somewhere.
No, I don't think he's coming.
Oh, okay.
There's a ground ball, base hit, right field. Marcus makes the turn. He's going to go into third standing up, and the Indians got him on the corners. And a bad throw. And now Riggs will go into second base. So the Indians.
That's big.
With runners at second and third now. Nice piece of hitting, Riggs, Toby. Here's Wyatt Benn.
He had a nice shot right
bad.
Past.
That's why it's important when you do the. You didn't get that bunt down, the Indians would be ahead 1-0 right
yep.
now.
Yep.
But now we got Benny up.
Yep.
Wyatt Benn.
Bo 10 on deck. Wyatt waves that bat around, number 23.
He's had very hot streaks during the season.
There's a curveball for a strike. Indians with runners at second, third, one out here, top of the second inning. Trying to score first here.
Here we go, Wyatt.
Time is called. Wyatt steps out of the box. Runners with big leads out there. Alex a veteran, so he's been in this situation before. Ripped him right at the second. He drops it. Oh, man, that's a bad break. Here comes a play at the plate. He's safe, and he's hurt.
Wow. Yep, collision at the plate.
He dropped the ball. Great hustle.
Yep.
But he is definitely hurt. He, right away, Marcus come in there.
Yep.
It was a tough slide. Looked like he hurt his left arm a little bit. He's up. Yep. I think he's going to be just fine, but jammed his wrist, maybe it looks like. Or he might have got hit in the sack. We ain't sure either one.
Rip. He's saying ribs. I heard him say
good
ribs.
Good hustle by Marcus Garkey. Indians, here's what happened. He hit an absolute rocket, Wyatt did, to the second baseman. He dropped the ball through the first, got the out at first, and there was a play at the plate. And the throw actually beat him, but the collision knocked the ball loose. And the Indians dent the scoreboard and lead it 1-0.
Yeah, Riggs was off of second base. He was almost to third base.
That's an RBI.
And Marcus didn't go to home, so there's two guys within 20 feet of third base. He went back and got back.
Bo 10 takes a strike.
When they threw the ball out to second, Marcus took off for home.
Yep.
Yep,
a bang-banger. Indians take the lead. We'll take it.
Let's hope everybody's okay.
Yep. Fouled right at me.
Good Clay.
I could have got her.
You had that one with no problem.
Nope.
If you were wearing sandals, you could have caught it with your toes.
I could have got it with my toes.
Yeah, you can sneak them under under the fence.
0-2. Come on, Bo. Base hit here, kid. Get us a run here.
Yep.
That one's high. Nice stop by the catcher. Hey, if you're listening, tell us how bad the static is, first of all. We're trying to figure.
You mean the wind?
The wind is.
Yeah. We hear it a lot through the headphones, and I'm pretty sure they can hear it too, but we haven't figured out any way to block it with our bodies or otherwise. Fly ball, center field.
And he's got it. In the inning, the Indians get a run. On a couple hits, they leave a runner. And after an inning and a half, 1-0 for it.
Buy Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the second inning. Indians get a run in their half of the second, lead it 1-0. Annie Patch says, boys, I hear the wind, but you're sounding good. Deanna Homan also checks in. She said, go Indians. And she said, too, you hear the wind?
Well, they're apparently tolerating it more than we
absolutely
are.
Absolutely.
It's making
absolutely
me crazy. But
3-0 now. Come on, Troy. Throw strikes, your kid. Aaron Tiemann. There's a strike down Broadway. Ben Saylor on deck and Carter Elking. Indians girls softball is in a delay. Richmond got a late start. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a long way.
So Holly is hoping for a 5:30 start. That's a little bit low and a leadoff walk. Issued for to Tiemann.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that particular.
Here's Ben Saylor, left fielder. Carter Elking on deck.
Now batting left fielder number 24, Ben Saylor.
Coach Wells gives the signs down there at third. Troy gets a sign from Marcus, and it's good to see back out there.
Yes.
That's a strike.
Nice pitch. I forgot to watch Marcus come out. He didn't look like he, right now. He doesn't look like he's having any problem. But I hope he's
he's good to go.
Shape.
He good to go, Mom and Dad. If you're listening, throw over runner back. No idea who's umping. I haven't seen him. I got here a little late.
Imwali. Can't think of his name now.
Jay?
No. The one from Maria Stein.
Not Monty.
Yeah, Monty.
Monty got the plate?
Yeah. The other one, I can't ever think of his name from Coldwater.
Throw
He's
over.
A hell of an athlete, big, strong guy.
Coldwater's never had a good athlete. Nah, serious. Coldwater sucks.
Yeah.
Oh,
I believe it's the guy that.
There's a bunt.
Oh, there. Good job.
Troy looks the runner. Can't get it. Throws the first, gets he out. Runner. Good sacrifice for Saylor.
You probably think of it. It's the guy that was, I believe he was the coach at Parkway about 5 or 6 years ago, baseball coach.
Stockler, maybe?
Stockler, yep.
Yep.
Next up,
Carter Elking.
Right fielder. Carter Elking.
Indians get the out. Now runner in scoring position. Troy did a nice job, come off the mound, fielded it clean. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. Looks to me like, and I'm an idiot, but don't that look like a low mound?
Yes, it
compared
does.
Compared to ours?
Yes, it does.
Now, some of my baseball gurus, like Todd Homan or Patchy or some of those guys that are listening maybe, talk to me. Can it be a different height like that, fouled back? And maybe it just looks like that, but it sure as hell looks lower than Fort Recovery's mound.
Yes, it looks lower than, I didn't notice it till you said that, but it does. definitely look maybe 6 inches lower, noticeably lower, I'd say. It looks.
We'll ask them. We'll ask our Fee and Calpy when they get here. Calpy, one of the two.
Unless Chuck Etzler checks in soon before they get here.
Slow curve, nice pitch. Troy Oman. Throw down to first, complete the strikeout. That's a good pitch by Troy. Got him on a slow curve.
Yep.
So now there's two outs with runner at second. Here's a number nine here, Colton Muter. And he's like, get out of here right now with Nick Alley on deck to top the order. Muter, number seven.
Keep throwing strikes, Troy.
Popped him up. Out to play to the right side. And no play.
Yep.
Good cut by Muter. Late on it. Troy throwing strikes, boys. That's what you got to do. You got to make hitters out of them.
Yep.
You as a hitter.
Before I realized I needed glasses, I couldn't hit a slow pitch softball.
Couldn't do it?
Couldn't do it. Couldn't see it.
Did you wear glasses in high school?
In high school, I finally did. I haven't played since I was like 7th or 8th grade because I missed all of that time, and I couldn't hit the ball.
Your mom and dad knew you sucked at athletics?
They were pretty sure of it. Let's just say back in the Little League days, there was never a parent at the game. They were played in the middle of the afternoon down at the park.
Oh, yeah,
with
when we first started playing.
Yeah. And, you know, if there was an adult there, it was probably a predator. Yeah. Except for Al Sauter, who was or Bob Feely, who was the – Bob Feely that was the umpire and the
slow curve
and the coach of all the teams.
Runner in there. He bombed. Was in the dirt. He made a nice stop, but the runner moves on to third. Got to keep it in front of you here. 2-2, two outs. Runner at third now. Troy went to that slow curve there to try to get him to chase, and he didn't. Go right at him here, buddy. Challenge him. Number nine hitter. And the 2-2 pitch. Got him. Nice job,
nice
Troy.
Nice pitch. Woo.
In the inning, no runs, no hits, a runner left. And after two, Indians lead it 1-0.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Oh. Hey, I like that song.
I wrote that song.
No, you didn't.
Oh, you're right.
On a cattle drive.
Never heard it before.
You ever heard this song? You Toby Keith fan? I'm going to kill you. Toby Keith, are you a moron? Neil, you should have been a cowboy.
Okay.
All right, we're back here, third inning. Alex Dews leads off, and he's leading 1-0 here.
Cowboys are good. I like cowboys.
Shortstop Alex Dews. Facing Alex, 9-1-2. Swinging him.
Good swing.
I'd like to add a little add-on here. 9-1-2.
Yes, this would be very good.
Dudes, he's got good wheels. Get him on base here.
Yep. Or just hit a triple and he can stroll in with something.
The inside part of the plate.
Won't you have to run after he gets to third base?
Check swing and he went. Well, you got to be ready to run there, buddy. So Alex goes out on strikes. That's the third strikeout for Alec on the day. Here's Troy Homan. He got caught looking leading off the game with Landon Post on deck. Hard to complete. complain about the weather. I mean, we can't bitch about the wind.
Yeah,
can
this
we?
Is 40 degrees warmer. That's right at you, Bubba. This is 40 degrees warmer than it was at New Knoxville, yeah. And the wind was blowing right in our face.
Troy tried to knock us out. It went
yes,
right
he did.
At me.
Yep. Just want to make sure you're paying attention.
There's a slow hitter to second base. Second baseman up. Throw over. Gets him by a step.
Yep,
two up, two down.
Slow enough roller that I thought it might sneak through, but it just didn't.
Here's Landon. Cale Remmel on deck. I can guarantee you one thing. After about, I'm going to say Thursday, there will be no farmers watching Indian baseball.
Well, I talked to a guy yesterday who said, one of the fort camps said, we won't be in the field till at least Saturday.
They always say that stuff. Farmers are morons.
They're not morons.
Nope.
They definitely aren't morons.
I guarantee you. I got as soon as you see one up go,
yes,
it's full blow.
Yep. And he did say it depends on how well drained tiled they are, but
yeah.
But he said ours are all tiled, and if we get in the field by Saturday, we'll be happy.
There's a fly ball hit well to right field. Right fielder backing up. Over his head. Landon. He's going to second. He's going to make a big turn. He's going to stop right there. That's a double for Landon Post.
Yep.
Hit it out there behind the got up in the wind. And
yep.
Right fielder, he lollygagged back, and I knew right away he hit that harder than he thought. I'm pretty smart that, ain't I?
Yep.
Thanks.
Yes. Yep.
Thanks. Come on, Cale. Base hit here now, kid. So Landon Post with a double here with two outs. Appreciate all you listeners out there for Recovery Radio. Tune in to Indian Baseball.
Go, Cale. Something going here with two outs. Last game we saw Cale play, I think the last couple, maybe he was finally getting his stroke down, getting it back again from a few years off.
He grounded out leading off his last time at bat. That one's inside. 2-0 to the big right-handed hitting Cale Remmel. How much school they got left? A couple weeks? What you got left? 2 weeks. God, man, they got to be fired up.
Yep.
Other than those tests that last week, that sucks. Swing and a miss. Good pitch.
Nice swing.
Two balls and a strike, two outs, runner at second base.
Isaac, you're lucky to turn your microphone and actually talk to us.
And the 2-1 pitch. Flared into right field. That's going to go foul. Stays in the park. 2-2 for number two.
That'd
top
be
of
the,
inning three.
That'd be Brunswick's deuces wild, wouldn't it?
Major deuces wild. Pudge had, I think, Sandra Marion girls softball on today, WCSM. Their first round of tournament. Ramel gets us ready to swing that bat. Alley with the sign and the 2-2. Slow curve, just misses. Nice job of Cale Remmel, not swinging at that one. Marcus on deck.
Here we go, Cale.
Full count, runner's going to be going. He's going to score on a base hit. Indians dug out, making some noise. Got him.
Ah.
Got him looking in the inning. No runs, a hit. One runner left. After 2.5, your Indians lead it 1-0.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs. All right, we're back here. Bottom of the third inning. Indians leading 1-0. It's a big inning for Troy. Top of the order for the New Bremen. Alex McNaughton and Bergman and Hulse. Top three hitters for Coach Wells. Troy's pitched well so far and gave up a couple hits. One hit so far. Gets a sign. Slow curveball outside. Ball one. I guess the big news today in sports is the death of Adrian Payne. Adrian Payne, Dayton Jefferson standout, who beat us in the regional final.
What happened to him?
Adrian was shot and killed in Orlando this morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So,
man.
Yeah, Adrian Payne, 31 years of age.
That's awful.
Yeah, it is.
What, was he still in the NBA?
He was in the – that's mine.
It was coming to us, and the wind blew it 10 feet back into there, and Marcus had already overrun it, unfortunately.
So there's a one ball, two strikes. That's a tough play. That ball was hit a mile high.
Yes, it was.
And with that wind blowing, but Marcus got to make that play. Either him or Troy. I think Marcus got to make it. Tough play, though. He's about a foot from the fence. It makes a hell of a difference.
Yep.
1-2. Come on now. Let's get out of here. Curveball just misses. 2-2.
Without the wind, that would have landed behind us about 10 feet.
Or around top our heads.
Yeah.
Would you have caught it?
Probably not.
You'd have saved me, though, wouldn't you, Isaac?
Foul back over the stands. 2-2. Umpire's got a good arm. It's a sign for Marcus. A little extra leg kick. Heater, strike three. Nice pitch.
Yes,
Troy looks good out there on the mound.
Yes, he does. He's throwing strikes, fooling him on a few.
He's throwing strikes, but he's pitching with some swag, some confidence.
Yep.
He's throwing hard. All right, so here's Andrew McNaughton. He's got the only hit for New Bremen. A base hit up the middle in the first inning. Nice crowd on hand. Bleachers pretty full. A lot of purple.
Yep.
A lot of purple. New Bremen's got a lot of lawn chairs on the right side.
And some standing room only folks.
I like the high lawn chairs over there. That's smart. Yeah. That's a good seat right there.
We had where were we last Monday? Arcanum.
Yep.
That's what we had for our game.
Oh, they had you high up?
Yep. Jerry and I had the director's chairs and
nice. And
the high table, and we were living like kings.
2-0. There's a slow roller. Troy takes it on a couple bounces. Fires it to Kendrick, and he gets him on a bang-banger. Nice job, Troy. Didn't panic. Fielded it and threw it across. Two outs. Here's the catcher, Vince Hulse, with Reese Boosie on deck. Two up, two down here in the third.
Now,
Fort leading 1-0.
Catcher, number 13, Vince Hulse.
On a beautiful, sunshiny day in New Bremen, Ohio.
Finally, sunshine and 70 degrees.
And I would have to say there's probably not a better groomed, and I know I'm going to piss off the Kowar people, but this is about
this groom. Beautiful.
The groom of this diamond is as good as it gets.
They cut the
cut of the,
from the
warning track.
From the warning track to the grass infield is immaculate.
Boy, if you get a chance, go down and check our field out, folks. It is absolutely beautiful, the new diamond. That pitch is a strike on the corner.
I haven't been by there in two
balls
weeks
and
now.
A strike. Grass is green, and they're just keeping. There's a lot of people out there working now. I love it.
Yep.
There's a foul back. 2-2. Troy battling.
And we were hoping to be playing there right now, but
I don't think that was ever, from what I'm from talk to people in the know, that that was not an option. It would have been a miracle.
Wasn't
going to
get there.
Be, yeah.
Oh, okay. I know that was the plan, and we were when we closed down the press box at the old field last year. We thought we'd never see it again.
Grounded right over here to me.
But
well, we're getting a lot of action. Over
yes,
here.
We are.
Huh? You
we're,
get scared?
We're like
not?
Ball magnets.
We are ball magnets. Nice legs.
Thanks. Most people describe them as out of bounds stakes on a golf course.
I've seen better looking legs on a pool table. Two outs. I can't say anything.
Yours are beautiful, though.
Thank you, buddy.
You're very welcome.
Low in the dirt. Full count on a fastball.
Yeah, in the overall scheme of things, one more year at the old diamond is nothing.
Especially as crappy as the weather's been this year.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Ground ball shortstop. Alex Deuce comes in. Nice play, Alex. Fields it on up. Fires it to Kendrick. Three up, three down. Indians rolling along. After three, 1-0 drive.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, here we go. Top of the fourth inning, 4-5-6 for Coach Ike and the Indians. Indians with Marcus Garkey, Kendrick Wendell, Riggs Toby. Sounds like runs to me, Spencey.
Yes, it does. Marcus has scored the only run of the game.
He has. He's let him had a base hit and come around to score.
Marcus Garkey.
Big collision at home. Broke a couple bones, but he's still in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, some of them were his.
Yep. First pitch is low for a ball. Ripped into left center field. Center fielder has a play on it. Boy, that one hit right into the wind.
Yep.
He hit that maybe on the screws.
I thought it was going to get in between those guys, and it just blew it right back over to that center fielder. He didn't have to move much.
Marcus Garkey is seeing the baseball right
yes,
now,
he
folks.
Is.
Here's Kendrick. Kendrick struck out
first
swinging.
Number 20.
Come on, big 20.
Kendrick.
Come on, kid. Fouled back in the football field. They got a lot of area here, boys. It is a beautiful place.
Yes, it is.
But they don't have lights. I'm surprised. They got more money than God over here.
Yes.
You think they'd throw a few light bulbs up.
It'll swing and a miss there. Might have caught a piece of it.
I'll have to get on the old Bremen boys. Let's go. Let's get some.
Yeah, get them fired up.
Yeah.
Make
yep.
them mad.
Yep. A lot of tight guys over here.
Okay. Well, there probably are, but they...
Swing and a miss.
They have a pretty pretty generous corporation that helps them from time
yeah,
to time.
Yeah, they do it right over here, no
yes.
doubt about it.
Yes,
here's Riggs. Riggs with a big hit last time up with a double over to right center field. Led to the Indians' first run. Riggs, another kid swinging a bat well for Coach Ike. That pitch is a strike at the letters. Top of the fourth inning, Indians leading 1-0 on a good one here at New Bremen High School. Outside, ball one. In Indians with a three spot in the bottom of the first inning. And the girls, they lead Ridgemont 3-0.
Oh, good.
That one's in the dirt.
Trying to tune in and listen for a little bit to Rob. I thought I was listening, but I was listening to PG-14, the
baseball
boy,
guys are on
baseball.
There, yeah.
Jay County Baseball.
Strike on the corner.
Go Riggs.
Two balls, two strikes. Two outs here in the fourth. Alley with the fine. That's high. Full count. Riggs looks like he's grew about 9 inches.
Yes.
Is he about 6'8"?
Well, I think he's probably 6'2", but I think last year when he started, he was probably 5'10", yeah. 5'11", maybe.
Outside. Ball four. Nice job, Riggs.
Definitely gained some muscle.
And again, Riggs on base. Second time tonight. Here's Wyatt Benn.
Good job, Riggs. Let's get it going with two outs. What'd Wyatt do last time up?
Wyatt, he grounded out to second on a line shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
That produced the Indians' first run. So he drove in the front. I got RBI him there. By golly. Well, I did RBI him.
Let's go, Wyatt.
Keep number 23, it. Wyatt Benn. That one's low in the dirt. 2-0. Good wheels over at first, and Riggs Toby. Indians like to play some add-on here. What happens when the sun gets in our eyes? How's that work out? We just kind of battle through it? Or
I just keep pulling my cap down. Cap down.
It's going to be on your nose.
You going to pull your cap down?
Yeah. I can't wear a hat. I got a big head. 2-0. Pitch. Swing and fouled at the plate. Good cut. Two balls and a strike, two outs, 1-0. Indians leading here in the top of the fourth inning. Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio and looking at the coming games. I know we got a lot of them coming up tomorrow. We got the Versailles Tigers at home. And then Thursday, we're at home versus the Redskins of Walpole. Friday, we're going to Frank Monroe, eat some Maid Rites, watch the Indians, swing and a miss. Got it.
I can't do the Maid Rites.
Why?
Because you can't go inside and sit down and eat. I can't even in my car. Now, I might be able to sit down and eat them at a picnic table, but I haven't been able to do that for 9 months.
I'll sit with you.
Thanks. Okay. We'll sit in the picnic table out back.
And then on Saturday, the Indians play a noon game. A noon game versus St. Mary's, and that's at the fort.
Yep.
And that baby starts at noon versus the St. Mary's Rough Riders. So that's the Indian schedule this week. Fouled back. Good cut. Riggs was going on the play. Indians are 8-8 on the campaign. They sure would like to get this thing to a winning record. I'm sure Coach Ike is.
Yep.
You know, when you look at the preseason and what we lost, and, you know, they lost Daniel Patch. That's big, folks. That's your ace. And you know, that's he gets the ball every 4 days and goes out there and battles, and he's tough to hit. And then not only that, he's a good stick. So you lose your best player, one of your best players. Makes a hell of a difference. Got him looking. Good pitch. And in the inning, no runs, no hits. One runner left on a base on balls. And through 3.5, Indians 1. New Bremen, nothing.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious beef, barbecue pork, or shredded chicken. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you'll need for your graduation party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
back. We're back here, bottom of the fourth inning. I will go on record saying Billy Joel is one of the greatest artists of all times. If you're going to see,
I like somebody, Picasso.
If you're going to see somebody live in concert, he would be one that I would go see. Billy Joel, folks. He's just playing over the loudspeaker here.
Yep. I got tired of hearing him.
Really?
All the time. In the 70s, he, of course, it was that or
why,
disco.
Because he had great music?
Oh, yeah.
Got some chord problems?
No, we got a leg problem.
Yeah, that'd probably be neat. Table tip over?
Yep. It would fall that way, so nothing would fall on you, Bobby.
Yeah, good point. All right, here we go. Bottom fourth, Reese Boosie leading off. Reese takes ball one. That ball's a little tall. 2-0.
Could break Isaac's leg, but at least you wouldn't get the paper landing on you.
Reese reached on an air by landing post first time up. There's a strike taken all the way. 2-1. Trying to get some scores here, folks. Strike.
Nice.
Nice pitch, Troy.
Did Daniel Patch pitch for us?
He's hurt.
Yeah, until he got hurt. He had to get had his surgery. Yep, yep. You're allowed to turn your microphone off so everybody can hear you.
How does that make sense? You said turn it on?
Yeah, just turn your microphone on. We can hear you talking.
There's a slow roller to third, and that's going to be a base hit.
I didn't even know I had to.
Yeah.
That is a tough play. Hit it slow to I don't think Doozy could have done anything different there. Thought maybe it was going to go foul, didn't it? And the leadoff single for Reese Boosie. And here's Scotty. This is Johnny Heitkamp leading on. Batting second hitter. Marion Local 1, St. Henry nothing. End of the fifth. That's girls softball. That'd be an upset, maybe.
Yeah.
Now batting number 5. Johnny,
say that'd be tough to be 6'7" and try to bat.
Well, they do it all the time anymore.
Yep,
I could not. Nah.
It's a big strike zone.
It is. Daniel's a big boy
over there.
Yep, and he could hit the ball.
I've never got to see him play yet.
Yep, he played last year and he was good.
1 ball, no strikes. Runner at first. Troy gets a sign from Marcus, looks a runner back. 1-1's fouled over the dugout. 1-1. Troy's pitched well so far. He's went 3 innings. He's allowed 2 hits, no runs. He's walked 1 batter, struck out 3. So
he's thrown a lot of strikes.
Nice.
We don't keep track of that, but I'd say he has probably thrown 70% strikes, maybe.
And the pitch, that's high bunted. Troy up throws. He flips it over to Kendrick. Nice job with the sacrifice. Throw down to second. Try to get him sneaking off, and he doesn't. So now there's one out with a runner at second base. Sacrifice works. 1-3 if you're scoring at home. First out. Here's Aaron Thiemann. Aaron walked. First time up. Aaron Thiemann can line it up from behind the line in the basketball floor. Had a nice season for the Cardinals. Cardinals are running they are in about their fourth year. I'm going to go fourth year of really good athletes. And
yes.
And they've won a lot of games in all their sports that they're playing, and that capped off by a football state title.
Yep.
And
I remember the guys that graduated last year, everybody talking about when they were eighth grade that they're finally going to get some athletes because all of their sports programs, at least boys' sports programs, were down. And everybody was downhearted over here, but they saw these guys coming. And, man, did they ever do what they were supposed to do.
Yep, and they captured a football state title, and we know what that's like, grounded foul down to third base.
And you know what?
Now, one program that has not struggled is their girls' softball or volleyball program, Diana Webker.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not Webker anymore, but Diana Kramer. And, she just – they just got an unbelievable program over here. And every year they're one of the top teams in the state. There's a check swing – Troy calls off Marcus, and he makes the catch. Looks runner back. Nice job.
Pop up about 20 feet down the first base line.
Troy makes the play. That's 2 outs now. The Indians are out away from getting out of this.
Yep.
Here's Ben Saylor. Ben grounded out first time up. So it's F1, 2 outs. Here's Ben, left fielder, number 24. Good-looking kid. Waves that gray bat around. Troy gets a sign from Marcus. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Good pitch, good cut.
Fooled him just right on that one. Keep Throwing strikes, one. Troy.
0-1 now, two outs, bottom of the fourth. Looks to runner back to second. And again, Troy gets a sign from his catcher, Marcus Garkey. Steps off the rubber, looks to runner back. Boosie with a big lead over there, and the Indians don't want to get that run up, so trying to keep him close. Infield's important. Knock this baby down. Save a run. Make him earn it. Troy gets a sign again, and the pitch. That pitch is outside, 1-1. Indian Baseball Fort Recovery Radio. We got to thank all of our sponsors. We couldn't do it without them, folks. And once again, they've come through for us every year.
Great local people that love local sports.
That's right. That pitch a little low. Good pitch. Just misses low. Two balls and a strike.
Pretty nice pitch. He should have gotten tempted on that one. Should have swung and missed on that one, but he didn't.
2-1, two out. Boosie at second. Garkey with a sign. Home over the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good heater.
Nice.
I think if Troy throws one more heater right past this kid, I don't think he can catch up with it. Troy's throwing a ball hard today.
Yep.
Come on, kid. Come on. Finish him off here. I know that, Coach, with all these games this week, when you have your starter be able to throw strikes and eat up innings, that's huge. Slow curve, got him looking, heck of a pitch.
That was pretty.
In the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner left. And through four, your Indians lead it 1-0.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
B&D Contracting and...
All right, we're back here. Top of the fifth inning, and Indians leading it 1-0. It is 8-9-1, Bo 10, Alex Dews, and top of the order, Troy Homan. They're jamming here at New Bern.
Yes, they are. I didn't recognize the song, but rocking.
They are rocking.
That's good. Makes a good atmosphere.
It does make a good atmosphere.
One thing I found out a long time ago, even if they don't like the song, it kind of keeps their brain here.
Yeah. All right, it's 8-9-1, Bo 10, Alex Dews, and top of the order, Troy Homan. First pitch is a little tall, 1-0. Bo 10, he flew out to center field, hit the ball hard last time up. Come on, Bo, be a hitter here, kid. Foul, back screen, good cut. 1-1.
I'm looking for a big hit.
Haven't got an update on the girls after they scored three in the first. I have a gut feeling. Just my gut feeling tells me that that could get ugly. The Indians could win that one.
I hope so.
That's outside. Two balls and a strike.
Yeah, I'm back to monitoring us, but I think I'll try to monitor Rob.
Doozy's going to wear out chasing balls.
Although
he's young. He can handle it.
Yeah, he can.
2-1. Swing and a miss. Keep your head on it, Bo. Lift it down that one. Two, two. Top of five. Swing and a miss. Got him. Bo strikes out swinging. Here's Alex Duzak struck out first time up in the third. Troy Homan on deck. Alex pitch well. He gave up one run. He struck out six. Left-hander. Now, one of these kids, I know that the Alec boys, I know one of them is a hell of a bowler. One of them was an unbelievable wide receiver. And I think their dad owns the bowling alley. Swing and a miss. Bean, I think Bean Alley. He owned it with Tommy for all those years.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
I think this kid is the bowler, too. I think he was a football player, bowler, and a pitcher.
Other than that, he doesn't do much.
And I think, I remember this. I remember this one. Remember the little shit hit a three-pointer against us? Banked a three-pointer in at the end, and they beat us at basketball this year.
Yep.
Led the whole game.
Yep. Yep.
That ball's check swing. Ball two strikes.
Nope.
No, they went around.
Yep.
Checked with the base umpire.
Yep.
Said he did not. Check it. So Doozy strikes out swinging. That's out number two here in the fifth. And stopped the order of Troy Homan. Troy struck out looking and grounded out the second.
Pitcher number 11, Troy Homan.
Indians with a young squad, so that's a strike. Seniors are Brock Dews and Marcus Garkey and Kendrick Wendell. Three seniors.
And tomorrow is senior night.
Tomorrow is senior night.
Yep.
So come on out and salute the seniors. Going to be a beautiful day, 80 degrees.
Yep.
We're going to have that baby on Fort Recovery Radio, but we'd love to see the stand. Oh, that one chunks it.
Palunk.
That hurt. Troy gets hit a lot. That was a high one that got him on the left shoulder. Troy, it might be the right shoulder. Here's Landon. Landon doubles last time up over the right fielder's head. Right fielder gives him a couple steps, backs it up.
Number three, Landon Post.
Posty waves that bat around. And the pitch. Runner goes, throw down to second. He's in there easy. Stolen base by Troy. Good wheels, my friend. Stolen base now puts him in scoring position. Boy, a base hit here would be a big run. Big run. Come on, Landon. Gale on deck.
I didn't catch the inning, but Indians are up 4-1.
Four to one. All right. Girls softball. That was high. Alley gets a sign from Halls. And a 2-0. Flips it back to second base. No real play on it.
To complete, Indians 4. Ridgemont, is that who they're playing?
Yeah.
Golden Gophers 1.
The Golden Gophers. That ball's a strike on the corner. Two balls and a strike. Now you see him. Now you see him.
Go, Landon.
Landon Post, second baseman. Junior, number 3. Waves that bat around. He's ready to hit. Throw back. He just threw it back to second base and throw it to the...
Yeah, threw it to the second baseman. He was 10 feet off the bag.
So, trying to keep him close. I know they do not want to give up another run here. The Indians would love to play at him. And the pitch. Outside, 3-1. Kale would love a swing at him here. Hitter's pitch right here. Alec is slowed down here in the inning. And the pitch. Fouled out over the dugout. Good cut.
Yeah, Raymond's won 3 out of their last 4. But, again, they haven't played since last Monday. About like every other team around.
Full count. Runner's going to be gone. And the 3-2. And he walks the ball outside. So now the Indians, Troy goes on to third with a stolen base.
Yeah, he was running
Indians
on the pitch.
Indians with him on the corners now. And here's Kale. Kale 0 for 2. He's grounded out and he struck out looking. Now Indians with a chance to really put some damage on the old Bremen Cardinals.
Yep, we're going to get at least one here. 2-out rally going.
Coach Wells giving some signs out there, making sure, because you got to think Landon's going right away here.
Yes.
Marcus Garkey on deck. Marcus seeing the ball well. He's hit 2 ropes today. Landon with a big lead. He's gone. Throw down to third. No play. Runner safe. And a stolen base. Indians now with runners at second, third. Nice play by Bremen.
Yes.
They faked the third and fired it down to third. It actually was a close play. And he
yes,
made
it
a
was.
Nice throw down there.
Yep.
Troy back safely. Now a hit scores two.
And Cale is due. He's been putting the bat on the ball. And
Cale calls time.
Finally getting his swing
Troy
down.
With a big lead down there in third, trying to get the old pitcher, maybe throw a wild one. We'll take a run any way we can get it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you do that stuff. Look at that lead down there at Troy coming down the line. And then 0-1 high, 1-1. Indians leading it 1-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Quick game. They would love to add a couple on right here. Runners at second, third. Cale Ramel. That's outside, 2-1. Marcus Gaarke on deck. Marcus is 1-for-2. He's hit a rocket base hit and an absolute crusher to left field that they chased down. Allen gets a sign. That one's high, 3-1. 3-1. I don't think he wants to face Ramel here. Time is called. Halston's going to go out and talk to his left-hander. I don't know if they were on a different page there. They're just going to go ahead and walk him here or what. And now Coach Wells is going to come out, and he's going to talk to his battery here. Infield's going to come in. Makes it quick. Now Coach Wells is going to, he's going to make his way out. This is a big play here, folks. This is a big at-bat.
Yes,
make
it
sure
is.
Everybody's on the same page.
Yep.
Let's look at the rest of the week here. Tomorrow, and then we talk about senior night. It's Versailles Tigers coming to town. So get out there and support the seniors. They're some great kids. Brock Dews, Kendrick Wendell, and Marcus Gaarke are your three seniors. Okay, here we go. 3-1, 2-on, 2-out. Cale Ramel. And the pitch is ripped to third. It bobbled. The run is going to score. Cale is in there.
All right.
You just got to make them field it. It was a hard-hit ball, but it took a great hop for the third baseman, and it hit off the heel of his glove. He picked it up, fired it over to first, but Cale can run, folks. And we're going to give that an E5. But we'll take a run. It makes it 2-0 now, Indians. And now the Indians with first and second. And big Marcus up, and I look for some action here.
Yep. Yep.
Good wheels at second and Landon post, and Cale not holding him on. That ball is ripped into left field. Base hit. Marcus Gaarke stays hot. Here comes Landon Post. Here's a play at the plate. He's in there. Throw down to third. Everybody's safe. Marcus Gaarke is just ripping that ball. Indians lead it 3-0. Marcus Gaarke, RBI single. Score, Landon Post. And folks, the Forge lead it 3-0.
How many fingers did I hold up before the inning started?
Yeah, Spencey said crooked number, boys. And yep. So far, it ends with two in. Well, that was just Marcus' first pitch hitting. He was expecting a fastball. He got it. He did what a good hitter does, and that strips it into left field. And the Fort leads it 3-0. Fort, 3 runs, 4 hits, and an error. Cardinals, no runs, 2 hits, and 1 error.
Great two-out rally.
Boy, this
here,
would
boys.
Be a big one here. Come on, Kendrick.
Yes.
Come on, kid. Play a little add on here.
Yep. Hit it hard again.
Kendrick struggled at the plate so far. He's been a little bit of a good cut, swing and a miss. Come on, kid. Keep your head on it. Keep your head on it now. He struck out twice. Both times swinging.
Find a gap.
The 1-0 popped up. Catcher going back. Oh, he drops it. Boy, it's good hustle.
Overran it again. The wind blew it back to about a foot behind him, and he leaned back to try to get it. He got his glove on it. But
0-2 now. Come on, Kendrick. Come on, kid. Got a battle. Runners at second, third. Indians leading 3-0 here.
A couple more runs wouldn't hurt anything.
Would not hurt a thing, Spencey says, and I have to agree with him. Allen gets a sign from Halls. Time is called. Kendrick steps out.
Riggs Toby's on deck, so that's even more runs. Get Kendrick on one way or the other, whatever it may be, with a base hit or a walk.
Ready to go. Ripped foul.
Down the first baseline. Hops the fence. Guy walking his dog retrieves it.
And the boy, too. He's a good old dog. 0-2. Scenic Kendrick one. Gets the sign. And the pitch. It's high.
Way high.
One ball, two strikes. Riggs Toby on deck. Kale over third. Marcus Garkett second. Indians trying to put on two more runs with a base hit. Ground ball foul. Nice play by Coach Ike.
Yep. Put one down.
Two hopper.
First baseline and down the third baseline. Put one right square down the middle because there's no fielders there except the pitcher. Get it over his head and get a run or two in again. Let's go, Kendrick.
Alec with the sign. And a 1-2. That's high. 2-2.
Woo.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two in here in the top of the fifth inning.
Catcher had to make
this game was going at a great pace, and now it has snailed.
Yes, because we're getting runs.
Hoss gets a sign. Alec looks in, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. In the inning, they get two runs on one base hit. And after four and a half, Indians lead it 3-0.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors or get it in a clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians lead it 3-0. Troy Homan goes back out for the fifth inning. We're jamming here. It's the fun of the champion. Who sings this?
What?
You don't know who sings this?
No.
You don't know country, you don't know this? What do you listen to?
I know some country, it's just I don't really listen to it. I mean, I like rock.
All right, fine. Heart of a Champion. I know who sings that.
I don't know that I've ever heard it. So.
You've heard that. I've played it a million times. All right, here we go. It is 8-9-1. Carter Elking, Colton Muter, and at top of the order, Nick Alec.
Big swing and a miss on the first pitch.
Troy's pitched well so far, folks.
Yes, he has.
Gave up two hits. Shut him out so far. He threw a lot of strikes. That's what he's got to do. And he starts off with a strike to the number 8 hitter. Swing and a miss on a knee-high fastball. Him and Marcus are clicking tonight, folks. Let's keep
yes,
her going.
Sure are.
Indians with two in the top of the fifth to play a little add-on, and that next inning is always big if you can shut him down. Curve, he went around, hits Marcus in the mask. He sticks with it. You just got to fire it. Fire it down there.
Yep, threw it a little wide, took some off of it.
He got a glove on for a reason. Marcus threw a little lollipop down there. One hopped Kendrick, and he didn't field it, and incredibly swing and a miss, strikeout, runner reaches first.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Here's Colton Muter.
Yep, we can't let that happen.
Well, you can't. Your seniors can't do it. There's two seniors there, and you just can't have that happen. You want to continue. You got a good pitch game here. There's a ground ball doozy. Nice play. Fires landed one. Throw to first. That's a twin killing, folks.
There you go.
Atta, baby. 6-4-3.
That fixes that.
First pitch, strike, and he rips it to Brock Deuce, who starts the twin killing. Picks up for the play there to catcher and the pitcher. And next thing you know, we got two out. And the leadoff hitter, Nick Allegup.
Our third senior says, boys, I got you covered here.
Absolutely.
I'll take care of that little miscue you guys had. I'll fix it for you.
Perfect play, and Landon did a great job of turning it, and Kendrick did a nice job of stretching to make the double play. Good job. As Taylor made, it's perfect. Slow curve is taken outside 1-0. Marcus gives a sign to Troy, and the 1-0 is a high cheese, 2-0. Bottom of fifth, Troy's still firing that seat in there.
Yes, he is.
Top of the order to Alec. That's outside, 3-0 now.
Yep.
Alec's 0-2. He flying out to the right fielder, Riggs Tobin, and struck out swinging last time up. Two outs here in the fifth. It is leading 3-0.
He'll be taken probably, but who knows.
There's a strike on the knees.
Yep. Thought it was a ball.
Thought it was a little low. I thought it might have been too. Monty says nope. Knee high. Too close to take. 3-1.
Yep.
And the pitch. That's a strike on the corner. Full count. Nice job, Troy, to battle. Troy throwing hard here.
Yep. Let's get him on this pitch.
This is going to be a heater again. Alec will be ready for this one. And a full count pitch. High and outside.
Yep.
He walks him. So that's a base on balls here with two outs.
Is that maybe only his second walk, maybe?
There's Trevor Bergman. Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. McNaughton's DH. He has walked 1-2.
Oh, okay.
3. That was the third walk given up.
Yep.
Here's McNaughton. Fouled over by the football field. He has singled one of the two hits for New Bremen and grounded back to, I think he sacrificed last time up, Troy Homan. And he's leading 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. First base coach for New Bremen is Kurt Rammel. They'll throw down to second, and he's in there. Stolen base for Alec. Runner in scoring position now. 1-1.
Well, we had a...
Bremen's trying to get some dent the scoreboard somehow here.
We had a nice two-out rally in our half. We need to shut them down.
That's
like
exactly
you said,
right.
when you score a couple, you need to shut them down in their half and take control, stop any momentum.
1-1. Grounded up to the shortstop. Doozy with a perfect top. Fires it over Kendrick. Nice job in the inning. No runs, no hits, a runner left. We got 5 in the books. Your Indians lead at 3-0.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here. Top of the fifth inning. It is Riggs, Toby, Wyatt, Ben, and Bo, 10 for Coach Hank. And he 8-8 for recovery Indians. Indians are 8-8. Cardinals are 9-5.
There might have been a game that I couldn't find a score for, but that's at least very close. This is what it says on the Mac thing, and it says 9-6, but I couldn't find that sixth loss.
That pitch is a curveball inside. A lot of baseball to be played this week, folks, and Troy Homan has done exactly what coach needs. Eat up innings, throw strikes, and the defense has been superb so far. That ball's a little high. Two balls and a strike. Top of sixth inning, and he'd like to play a little add-on here. Toby, Benny, and Bo Tin. Sounds like runs to me. That was in. Ooh. Strike.
Whoa.
2-2.
Jumped him back a little bit. Might have been right on that low inside corner.
The 2-2. Grounded to second base. Tough play. But he makes it. Flips it over to first. One up, one down for the Indians. In the sixth inning. Wyatt Ben. Wyatt is grounded out the second, struck out looking. Bo Tin on deck.
Let's get our rally going with one out this inning. Don't wait until there's two.
I want to thank everybody out there listening. I know Annie Patch is listening. God love you, Annie. Thanks for being a loyal supporter of Indian baseball. Deanna Holman listening. God love Deanna. There's a ground ball, base hit, left field. Nice job, Wyatt Ben.
Good job, Wyatt.
Base hit. Here's Bo Tin.
Let's get Bo hot here.
I think they may have gave him an error. I gave him a hit. He hit around the spot. To me, that's a hit right on the button.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yep. Fast track here at Bremen. Yard is mowed short. Balls take some big hops. Couldn't tell. We've had about 3 inches of rain the last week. That's inside for Bo. Bo's 0 for 2. He flew out to center field and struck out swinging his last at bat. Still looking for that update here, I think.
Let's hit one hard like you did the first time up, Bo, and then but find a empty spot.
Popped him up over towards the Bremen dugout and out of play. Heads up, kids. Boy, a lot of little rugrats out there running around. You don't want anybody to get hit.
Nope, some of them are out there playing
games.
One ball,
one strike, one out.
Could get bonked pretty easy. We do not want that.
I hit a kid in the head when I was in Little League. Hit a foul ball. Ooh. I was playing New Knoxville. Went right over like the third base, over the dugout. And hit that little kid around the head. I felt bad. There's a slow roller foul. Runner was going on the play. A little hit and run action, Coach Mike. Trying to get the Indians to play some add-on here. Now they gave him a hit there, so that did give him a base hit.
Nowadays, you probably have a few people you like to hit in the head.
Well, one of them is you.
Well, yeah. So I'll just make sure you don't have your bat.
That is ripped to the Bremen dugout. Did I hit that guy's leg?
I didn't see it. I lost track of it.
If it did, that hurt.
Yeah, shot over there.
Yep. Ben Homan over there coaching first base for the Indians.
Let's go, Bo. Hit it hard.
Ball two strikes, one out. That pitch is in the dirt. 2-2. Wyatt thought about going there. He got a big lead, but then thought better of it. Catcher made a nice play.
Yep, kept it in front of him.
Tough play in here for the catchers. They got a lot of wind to deal with.
Yes.
To throw anybody out, it'd be tough. But I don't think we've had a caught stealing yet. 2-2. Outside. 3-2. Coach Ike flashes that sign. Bo gets it. We're ready to go. Full count pitch with one out. Grounded to third and over his head. That was a bad hop. And everybody's going to be safe. Boy, that thing really took a bad hop to the third baseman.
Yeah, he was sitting there waiting for it, and it shot
absolutely
right up over his head.
Indians will take it, though. Now we got 2-1 with one out.
I couldn't tell. Was he able to actually get a glove on
he
it
did
at all?
Hit stop okay. his glove.
Yeah, but he
I don't know, though. They gave him an error. Boy, that's a tough error. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, so I don't think.
So here's Alex Dews, and I think Alex is going to be in a bunting situation. Coach Wells is coming out. Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. Indians threatening here in the top of the sixth.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Alex Dews.
All right, they break up the meeting at the mound, and Alex Dews is up with runners at first and second. This is a no-doubt sacrifice situation for Doozy. Doozy struck out twice and has not had a good at-bat yet, so I look for Doozy to be putting this one on the ground, get him over. Top of the order on deck with Troy Hellman. And I think that was one of the things Coach Wells talked about. What are we doing here? Because you got to about bet this is going to be a bunt. Squares around and bunts it. Foul. Come on, Alex. Come on, kid.
Get it between the lines there.
He's got to be patient. He's lunging into it. Come on. Wait on it. You'll get her down. Second base is Wyatt Benn. First base is Bo Tin. Gets a sign. Again, he squares around and swings and bunts it. Foul. 0-2. I think he's going to be bunting again, if I was betting.
I think it's Nolan Keening. Keening, whatever it is, down there.
Warming up.
Warming up for the, I think that's number 11 for the Cardinals. Can't see for sure. Once in a while, he'll turn where I can see his number.
0-2. Doozy, I got a gut feeling it's going to be squared around again on the 0-2. And he takes it. Strike three. Doozy strikes out on three pitches.
Needed to get that.
2 outs. Here's Troy.
Need to get that over. Get him over.
Troy is 0 for 2. He struck out, grounded out, and walked and scored a run. Landed post on deck.
Let's go, Troy. There's hits behind you. Be on base now.
Good cut. Slow curve. 0-1. 3-0, your Indians lead here at the top of the sixth inning. New Bremen and the Indians for a MAC contest. This game was originally scheduled to be played when?
Last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday.
It was Thursday. Sorry. Versailles was Tuesday.
That one's high. 1-1. And we make up the Versailles game tomorrow at home.
Yep.
The Tigers are always a good team. They'll bring a good team over to the fort.
Yeah, if you have a schedule, it says St. Mary's, but we put the Versailles in to make sure
Ball's
we get our
outside.
MAC games in. St. Mary's is now scheduled for Saturday.
2-1, landing post on deck. Top of inning 6. Bob Stalker giving you the play-by-play. Neil Speed's here.
Got Isaac Brinkerhoff doing the commercials.
That ball's inside, 3-1.
Making sure things work.
Landon would like a shot at this right now with them Ducks.
Yes.
3-1. If he throws in there, I guarantee you this kid's going to be hacking. Alec with the pitch, 3-1's high. And he walks him, and that's going to load him up. So the Indians with a chance to put this baby out of reach. Landon post, base is loaded.
He's been on base every time, maybe?
Landon is
second baseman, number three.
One for two. He walked, singled, and grounded out. Scored a run. Bases loaded. Big number three. Oh, that's in the gap. There. Get down, and it is. One run scores, two run scores, and the Indians take a 5-3 lead, 5-0 lead on a RBI single, Landon Pose.
Awesome.
First pitch hitting, he rips it into left center field, and the Fort Recovery Indians lead it 5-0. That was a hell of a piece hitting there,
yes,
by Mr. Post. First pitch, Indians have done a nice job of getting ahead, getting swinging early at that first pitch. And I think they've scored all their runs on first pitch strikes that we've drove. Here's Kale. Here's a fly ball, center field. That's trouble. Right fielder comes in and makes a nice catch. In the inning, though, the Indians played two more. And after 5.5, your Indians lead it 5-0.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians lead it 5-0 now. Fort Recovery Girls Softball now takes a 6-1 lead. 6-1 over Ridgemont. That's after four over at Fort Recovery. Girls looking to advance to the second round of the Girls Softball OHSAA Softball Tournament. We'd love to see them competing.
And if you're one of those channel flippers, WPGW 100.9 FM is broadcasting that game with our good friend Rob Weaver. And I know a lot of people flip from one to the other, see what's going on, and keep track of both of them. And that's very good. And we will have, we are recording the girls' softball game, and that also will be in our archives tonight, assuming we didn't have any technical difficulties back at the studio. So,
all right, here we go. 3-4-5 for New Bremen here in Obama 6. Hulse, Boosie, and Heitkamp facing Troy Homan. Troy's through a two-hitter through five. That is a fly ball left field, left center field, and caught by the center fielder, Cale Rammel.
Wow.
Boy, kid hit it on the button. Cale ran over, kind of fell down a little bit, but he catches it. Nice play, Cale Rammel. First pitch hitting again. One out. Here's Reese Boosie.
Now batting number 17.
Reese has been up twice. On twice. He reached on an error and singled. I want to note the passing of one of our buddies in town, who's the old banker, Steve Badgett. His brother passed away.
Yep.
Car accident over the weekend. And our condolences to the Badgett, Steve and Marianne.
Yeah.
Wonderful people. And
yes, they are.
And sorry to hear about that. Her pitch is low, 1-1.
And I don't know if you knew, but they are in the process of purchasing a house in Coldwater, getting into a town instead of out in the country.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That pitch is a strike. Which one ball, two strikes.
Does mean their house might be for sale.
Well, they got a beautiful place out there. They have an absolute beautiful place with chicken barn. Troy still throwing strikes, looking good on the mound. Curve ball, fly ball, center field. Kale coming in, and he makes the catch. Good curveball. Had him out in front of it, and he just hits a little fly into center field. Kale says, no problem, boys. I can flag that baby down. So there's two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's Johnny Heitkamp.
Nope. I think they've...
And we got a pinch hitter, Nolan Kenning, coming in.
Yep.
For Heitkamp.
And I think that's who was was warming up down there, so he probably is coming in to pitch.
Big number 11. Tremendous hair.
Yes. Not quite Bo 10 hair, but he's trying.
Got her down. All right, we're ready to go here. I would guess that this kid here is some relation to the hardware store. In St. Henry and New Bremen, Minster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Swing and a miss. I would say that this boy, and I don't know, but I know that his grandpa was the announcer at New Bremen for a number of years. Passed away recently, and I hit him. So Kenny will go into first on a hit by pitch. Here's Aaron Tiemann. Aaron is 0 for 1. He walked. Popped out. Last time up. But he was one of the all-time great guys, and I really enjoyed my time at scorekeeping with him. There's a rocket into center field for a base hit. And now the Cardinals trying to get a little two-out rally going. First pitch hitting again.
Yep. Let's shut them down here.
Two on now with two outs. Nice piece of hitting, Aaron Tiemann. Here's Ben Saylor. Ben had a sacrifice in the second inning, and he struck out looking. Indians like to get out of here. No damage. Indians leading 5-0. Indians 5 runs, 6 hits, and a couple of errors. Cardinals no runs, 3 hits. That's a little bit low. Ball one. Marcus Garkey and Troy Homan, the Indian battery.
Go, Troy. Stay tough.
And the pitch. Grounded foul. Oh. Coach Wells gets her on one hop. Fires it back to Troy.
He talked about Coach Wells and being the AD. He and Gary Jones before him treat us like kings.
All right.
When we come over here, you know, they're just, they'll do anything for you. They're just good people over here.
I agree with you. I'm a huge fan of it. There is a rocket to right field. Over the head, off the fence. One run is going to score. 2 runs are going to score. And the New Bremen Cardinals cut that lead to 5-2 as Ben Saylor rips it. A double to right field. And just like that, Indians. Yep. Lead is cut to 5-2.
Coach Hank's coming out to talk to his boys.
Time is called. Coach Hank's going out to talk to his right-hander. I don't think he's going to take him out. I think he's going to...
Doesn't look like it. He didn't seem waving either hand or pointing at anybody. I think it's just, settle down, boys. We're still up 3.
They've hit absolutely rockets this inning off Troy. And, you know, it's amazing when you lose a little bit that these kids are hitters. And he is going to take his... It looks like... Alex Dews is going to get the ball, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Troy Homan does a hell of a job on the mound.
Yes, he does.
And the Indians have a pitching change. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements.
and we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back here. The Cardinals with two runs here in the sixth inning. A runner at second base. Indians leading 5-2. Two outs, pitching change. Then they're just going to flop positions. Alex Dew is going to take the ball, try to finish this baby out. Troy will move on to shortstop. Number 8 hitter, Carter Elking, at the plate.
So
Cardinals are battling.
Seven runs scored. I think five or six of them have been with two outs. So let's get that third out, Alex.
Pitches a strike. Doozy. Ben Wells pinch hitting here for Elking. Big right-hander. There's a ground ball. Slowly hit to third. Tough play. Nobody going to get that one. That's going to be a base hit. And just like that, the tying run is at the plate. And Colton Mueter. There was nothing you could do there. That ball was a one-hopper.
He didn't get a good hold of it, but if the best he could do is throw it over to first base too late.
Yeah, he was.
He had no chance of getting that. That ball was too slow a roller.
So now the tying run to the plate.
Let's go, Alex.
Indians leading 5-2, bottom of the sixth. Ground ball, base hit, right field. One run is going to score. Runner going to go to third, and they are playing a little bingo here for New Bremen, and it's 5-3.
Little inside-out swing, put it.
Now they got the runners at first and third. And it's top of the order with Alec. And the Cardinals are in business here in a bottom of the sixth. Boy, oh boy.
Alec.
You can bet Wellesley's going to be running here. Or Mueter's going to be running. Wells is over at third. Nick Alec. That ball is high. Ball one. Runner moves on to second. And now a hit ties her up. That would be really bad.
Yeah, we do not want that. Let's get that last out.
One ball, no strikes, and the pitch. Foul back.
They put five batters in a row on base, Bubba.
Yep.
Got two up, two down. They were down to their last out in the sixth inning. And now they have three runs in. We have to stop this right now.
Doozy gets a sign from Marcus. Slow curve, swing and a miss. Nice pitch.
Yep.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners at second and third. 5-3 your score and a barn burner here at New Bremen. Maybe a barn burner on a baseball field?
Yeah, I think so.
You think you can?
Yeah, I don't see any barns around.
No. Just misses a little low on a curve ball. Took a little off that. Alec was. I heard Todd Homan in the background said, nice pitch. It must have been close.
Yep.
Nick Alec, left-handed hitter, waves that bat around the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. In the inning, three runs on. One, two, three, four hits. And after six, your Indians lead it 5-3.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have Village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back here. 5-3 now your score. Indians with 4, 5, and 6. Marcus Garkey, Kendrick Wendell, and Riggs Toby. Marcus has been the hitting star today, folks. He has got two RBIs. He's got two base hits. And the last one was a big one, drove in two. Really big now as the Cardinals scored three.
Think we might want to get some insurance runs here.
Indians 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. Cardinals 3 runs, 6 hits.
Hard hit.
Fly ball, center fielder on his horse, and he tracks it down. Marcus is just hit. Rockets.
Really. He is, like you said the last time up, yep. He is seeing the ball, man.
Here's Kendrick.
The ball. Great shot, Marcus.
Kendrick is 0 for 3, struck out 3 times, so he's the opposite.
Yep.
But we all know this kid can hit it.
Yes, and it's going to happen right here.
Yep. That ball's in the dirt, goes to the backstop. One out here in the seventh inning. Indians trying to get a Mac W here over the Cardinals. Cardinals come in 9-6, Indians 8-8. Neither team has played for about a week. Sit home and eat cookies, Doritos.
They might have gone to school from time to time.
School's overrated. Popped him up. I think that one's going to get foul. Heads up over there, folks. 2-1 now, your count. Kendrick hits a ground ball to the third baseman. Keening up.
Nice play.
Throws it way high, but nice play by the first baseman. He come up and got it and landed right on the bag. Nice play, first baseman.
Yep.
So Kendrick grounds out to third. Second out. Here's Riggs Toby. Riggs has got a base hit. He's walked.
Yeah, let's get our own two-out rally going here.
Number 12, Riggs has been a solid right fielder for Coach. He's playing left field tonight.
What's he done
first
today?
Pitch, he's 1 for 3.
He probably just said that. But
yep. First pitch is a ball. That one's inside. 2-0. Alex went the distance here. Left-hander.
Yep, they had Keening warming up. But
there's a strike. 2 balls and a strike. I think there's 2 outs, ain't there?
Yeah. Okay. The scoreboard says 1, but you have the book. I'm saying the guy with the scoreboard controller doesn't
know
for sure.
3-1. White Ben on deck. Where's their announcer and stuff at? In the dugout, or where's it? They got a press box.
There's a
down there.
Place over there, but the press box.
Four.
The announcer is over there in the thing on the end. But I didn't see the scoreboard in there, but that's where we're plugged in, and the amp was in there. So,
all right, here we go. Wyatt Ben now, runner at first base, right. 2 outs here in the seventh. Wyatt's 1 for 3, singled and scored in the sixth.
Yep.
Struck out looking and grounded onto second baseman.
Wyatt.
Number 23. Foul ball on the right side over the Bremen dugout.
Well, I'd like to see us make that third baseman come in and pitch. Get a couple more guys on here.
Allie gets a sign from his catcher, Hulse.
Hit it hard again, Wyatt. Oh, look, saying he's going to bump.
He's going to go. Runner goes. Take down, throw down to second, and he's a dead duck. Nice play, nice pitch. So Riggs is caught stealing. In the inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left. Indians need 3 outs. They lead it 5-3.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try one of our specialty sundaes. The Cookie Monster looks like it sounds. Blue ice cream, cookie dough, Oreo crumbs, topped with more cookie dough and Oreo crumbs, peanut butter sauce, and two Oreos for the monster's eyes. Or how about the Campfire Sundae? Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and topped with whipped cream. Or the Mac Attack. Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, chocolate, and caramel, topped with crushed pretzels. Give them all a try. I bet you can't pick just one favorite. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. So stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All right, we're back here. Seventh inning. Indians need three outs for the W. It's 2-3-4. It ain't going to be easy. It's McNaughton, Halls, and Reese Boosey for the Cardinals. They need two to get even. Alex Deuce comes in and relief, did a nice job for the Indians. Alex throws strikes. That's what I like about Alex. Let's keep her going. Pitch inside, ball one.
Do that sidearm again. He's throwing a few more of those this game than he does in some of the others.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. You guys, we missed you by a day, but we were thinking about you. That's inside, 2-0. Come on, kid. We went over to Romer's and had their buffet, Mother's Day buffet at Romer's. And
good,
it was
really
awesome.
Good. Awesome. Crowd.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I figured it would be.
That was a little low. Boy, that was close. 3-0. Mm. I should have shut up on him throwing strikes.
Well, I thought the first and that one should have been strikes, but Monty knows a little better than we do.
He's a little better view, don't he?
Yep. He's right straight behind it. We're off to the side.
Taking all the way for a strike. 3-1.
Yep.
Yeah, it was packed over there. It was 4 hours of nonstop and then great food. If you went away there were hungry, you were stupid. 3-1. Ground ball shortstop. Troy, good play. Fires it across. Nice job. One up, one down.
There we go.
Nice job. Alex Dews battling back.
That is tense.
Good job, Troy Homan over there first.
Trying to save his win.
One out. Here's Vince Holes. Vince is 0 for 3. Flew out, and grounded out. Big number 13, the catcher for Coach Wells. Well, that's a nice play. Falls behind 3-0 and does what Alex does best. Throws strikes, makes a hit at Troy. There's a
nice
strike.
That's a great pitch.
Reese Boosey on deck. Indians need two for the W. 5-3, your score. Popped up foul. Boy, there's a lot of balls go over that right side.
Yep.
Right there.
Whole bunch today.
0-2.
Especially.
Watch a slow curve here. Marcus, knock it down. We don't want to swing and miss and get to first.
Yep.
The 0-2. Doozy with the pitch. Slow curve, grounded to third. Great hop for Brock Dews. Brock fires it over to Kendrick, and he got him. Nice job, Brock Dews. Nice job, Alex Dews. Indians one out away from a MAC win. And it's Reese Boosey, the number 4 hitter. Reese has been on twice, been up 3 times. Singled, reached on an error and flew out to center field. Brock Dews is one hell of a third baseman.
Yes,
folks.
He is.
He's solid. He fields it. He's got a cannon down there, and you're going to see him probably get the ball this week sometime for the Indians on the mound.
Because almost for sure.
We got a lot of games. There's a strike right down.
Every day, but
part of the
day.
Plate.
I think if we get 3 games deep into the tournament, we will have a Wednesday game.
Jesus, Neil.
I think on the 25th.
0-1 pitches outside low. 1-1. Indians need an out to close her out. Win number 9 on the season. Strike. Outside part of the plate. Boosie didn't like the call.
Do you have any update on our girls?
I have not gotten anything.
6-1 is the last I heard in the end of four.
And then one ball, two strike, foul back.
Straight back.
Boosie trying to stay alive there in about a half-hearted swing. Just trying to make contact. Alex Dew's trying to close it out for Troy. 5-3 your score, two outs here in the seventh inning. And a one ball, two strike pitch. That is ripped to Brock Dews.
Caught by
and Doozy catches it, and that's the ball game. The final. Fort Recovery wins it 5-3 to improve to 9-8 on the season. We're going to take a break, come right back to give you the game's highlights right after this. Indians win it 5-3.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here. Indians with a nice W. They win it 5-3 in a game that the Indians had command the whole time. They got an early lead. They got a run in the second, take a 1-0 lead. Then they play add-on in the fifth. They get 2 runs, and then they get 2 more in the sixth inning. And it looked 5-0. Indians were going to cruise to a victory. But New Bremen 8-9-5 for no reason, folks. And they battled back, got 3 runs in their half of the sixth inning. And the Indians led it 5-3. It stayed that way in the seventh inning, and the Indians made a pitching change. Troy Homan was fabulous all day, folks. He threw strikes. They got to him there in the sixth, and Coach Ike brought in Alex Dews, and Alex does what he does best. He throws strikes, makes hitters out of them, and he did a nice job. And in the seventh inning, he comes out, and the Indians get him out 1-2-3 in the seventh. In the heat of the meat of the lineup for New Bremen, Indians go to 4-4 on the MAC and 9-8 overall with a nice victory over the Cardinals 5-3. And his hitting stars look like this. Troy Homan was 0-2. He scored a run, but gets the win. Troy Landon Post was fabulous. 2-for-3, scored a run, had a big double, folks, that put on some icing on the cake. Cale Dews was 0-for-4, but the play that he made in center field, he did a hell of a job, made a couple nice catches, yes. Ran a couple down. But he also had a big hit. He hit it down to third. They called it an error, but it enabled the Indians to score a run, and we'll take it anyway. The hitting star today is Marcus Skarke. Marcus, he was 2-for-4, but his 2 outs were absolute rockets. And the Indians, he's 2-for-4, 3 RBIs, and Marcus Skarke is our hitting star of the game.
Absolutely.
Looks like Wyatt Benn, 1-for-3, scored a run. Bo Tin, 1-for-3, also scored a run. The Indians win it 5-3, and they improved to 9-8 overall. 4-4 in a MAC. And Spencey, what do we got the rest of the week?
So tomorrow we have Versailles at home. That's rescheduled from last Tuesday, and we are going to, it's going to be a senior night. So make sure you get out there for that. Thursday, we're at home against Wapakoneta. Friday, at Franklin Monroe. And Saturday, we're home versus St. Mary's with a noon start. So get out there. All of those games will be in our archives also, but those will all be live and then in the archives. And tonight's girls softball game, as long as we didn't have technical problems back at the studio, we are recording Rob Weaver's call of that game. Last we heard, they were ahead 6-1 after 4. That will also be in our archives tonight. So, have you gotten an update?
No, I have
anything
not.
Since
I
then,
just
so.
Looked, nothing going on. Mm-hmm. So,
I would say no news is good news, but we don't know that for sure. So, anything else you want to throw in there, Bubba?
No, that's a nice win for the Indians. And,
yes.
And they not only did they get the W, but they played good defense behind.
Yes.
Troy Homan, and that's a good win over a good baseball team, and that's what you got to build this time of year. You're just looking for positives.
Yes.
Coach Ink is coming over here. It'd be nice if we could get a word with him, but I know he's busier than heck. And we'll probably just call it a day, Spencey, but we'll be back at him tomorrow for senior night at the old fort.
Yep.
And we're going to try to get the seniors on after the game. Maybe we can talk to them.
That'd be really good if we can.
Yep. So once again, the final from New Bremen. Fort Recovery wins the MAC game 5-3.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.